Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. So Parshas Tazria begins with the section of Yoledes, and then, of course, like it's just singularly focused on the question of Tzara. So one question, obviously, that we have to deal with is like this Michos HaParshios. The second question, and we'll see these are related issues, in my opinion, is the Chatas of the Yoledes. It obviously fascinated the, you know, there's also a Karbonolo there, but the Chatas in particular. You know, what exactly is the chayt? So the Divrei Chazal of Shavua, Shein and Iskekes, the Bala, you know, which is kind of, I don't want to say bedochak, but it's highly, like, circumstantial that, you know, she would make such a Shavua. It obviously is reflective of the Mesiris Nefesh that Leda, you know, engenders, but, you know, it's a very surprising kind of an idea in the Gemara. So the Ramban makes a suggestion. You know, when he refers to the Rofei Cholbasa or Mafli Lasos, that the, you know, the Karban Chatas is not necessarily related to a particular sin, but to sort of the expiation of the soul that goes into having, you know, a life-threatening experience. Thank God in today's day and age, even though the truth of the matter is that infant and maternal mortality are up pretty dramatically in the United States of late, but nothing that could possibly compare to, you know, the history of you know, infant and maternal mortality and what that actually looked like in a practical sense, you know, for like most of human history, you know, not just Rachel is one example of this, but, you know, this is just, you know, you're talking about like, you know, 33%, you know, of infant mortality. I don't know exactly what maternal mortality rates were, but an enormous number. So the Ramban says the Chatas is related to that, the idea of, you know, l'chaper al nafsho seichem, and expiating one's soul in the context of a near-death experience. So if that's true, that will, you know, then he quotes the Divrei Chazal, the Shavua Shein and Iskekes Labayla, but he likes his idea, and he talks about, you know, this sort of encounter with, you know, with death and life at the same time. And if that's true, then I think that provides a remarkable framework for this Michos HaParshios, because Mitzora is Nechshav Kemes, and the whole experience of Tazria Mitzora is this person who has this encounter with death, right? Al na tehi chames, right? Vayachal chatzi b'saro, and then the, you know, tzipor hachayan, the tzipor hashchuta, and the life and death imagery there, the bedama tzipor hashchuta, v'shilach al pnei hasada, the idea of, you know, having literally a new birth of freedom, a new birth of life, which is exactly what happens in the context of Yoledes, right? So in the context of Yoledes, here, you know, from, you know, a near-death experience, right, two lives emerge, that of the aim and that of the vlad. And, you know, according to the Ramban, so he doesn't make that connection in terms of the Smichos HaParshios. I'm just trying to build a little bit off the Ramban. I'm going to just conclude by noting, you know, so maybe that's the, you know, Echad L'Chatas V'Echad L'Ola. The Chatas is the one that seems to require more explanation. But if the Chatas is for the, you know, the Chaper Al Nafsho Seichem, or Rofei Chol Basar, Mafli Lasos, is sort of the extraction from the near-death experience, so then maybe we could say the Karban Ola, Bedavka, you know, relates to the notion of the Vlad, right? And there's no Chatas that's associated with that, but the idea of an Ola, of something that's Kali Ola Hashem, you know, completely dedicated, that, you know, she needs, from her perspective, to thank God, you know, for sparing her life, and the Ola corresponds in that framework, perhaps, to the Vlad, that the child should then be, you know, Kulo Lashem, you know, dedicated to Hashem, not in a sense of Shmuel or Shimshon, I mean, Naziris or whatever, but in a broader sense, Ula Avdo B'chol Avcham.